Hey besties, today we are going to talk to you all about some acne triggers.
Hello, hello. For me, that's literally anything under the sun.
No.
Feels like it some days.
And the reason we call them acne triggers is because they are not the true cause of acne. The true cause of acne is...
inflammation. No.
Well, that's a component that can add to it. More of a trigger. But the key thing is retention hyperkeratosis, and it's genetic. It's an inherited disease of the follicle.
Your skin cell... wait, I want to define it. Your cellular turnover is
faster.
Faster, but your skin doesn't like get rid of the dead skin cells. It gets on there and then it clogs the pores.
Mm-hmm. That's why you need exfoliating acids, because your skin needs more help getting those dead skin cells off the face, because you're producing such an abnormal amount, more than like the average person does. So when you have that and then you mix in, you know, inflammation, sweat, dirt, oil, all of the above, hormones. I mean, it just is like a recipe for disaster.
That's so, what my new name should be.
A recipe for disaster?
Yeah.
No. So, Tyler, tell me some acne triggers that you know of.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm going to start with gut health. Or more specific than that.
Yeah. I mean, that's
foods,
true.
Gut foods, health. Foods such as peanuts, soy, whey, biotin. Is biotin and B12 different?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. B12. What am I missing? High sodium.
Iodine.
Iodine. Isn't that the same
Shellfish.
Thing? Sort of similar. Shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
I said soy.
Whey.
Said whey.
Yeah. Spirulina, chlorella.
Okay, yeah.
But let's get like more definitive.
What does that mean? Give me an example of what more definitive
means. So like
means.
Peanuts and then like...
oh, peanuts, because they're high in androgen.
Which is a male sex hormone.
Yes.
Which makes that you produce more oils.
Period.
And so it's just going to cause more oils on the skin, which is going to lead to more blockages and more congestion. So alternative would be like almond milk, things of that sort. I wouldn't obviously do soy milk or oat milk because it's so high in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So
and wanted... soy is
bad.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
For acne anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one is one of my hardest ones because your boy likes peanuts.
His little nuts. He's a nut boy.
I love peanuts. I love Reese's peanut butter cups. I love getting an ice cream.
Almond butter, bestie.
No, but like when I go to like, you know, when it's like, you know, 10 p.m. and I'm like, I want a little sweet. Treat.
Mm-hmm. You want something nutty?
Well, I'll go get like a little milkshake that has like Oreos and Reese's mixed in. And it's not the same with just the Oreos. It doesn't do it.
What do you
me.
Like better? A Nutter Butter or the Finger Nutters?
I'm sorry, what? Oh, Butterfingers?
Yeah. No, not Butterfingers.
What the fuck is a finger nutter?
What are the little sticks? They're little sticks. There's like a Nutter Butter.
Which the nutter like, butter, the little cookies.
Yeah, and then what's the one that's like a little like wafer?
I have
a nutty buddy.
I've never had that.
I think it's a nutty buddy.
I've only had Nutter Butters. Whatever that is like sold at Aldi or something, and it's fake.
No, it's not. Google a nutty buddy.
No, it isn't. I've never heard of that in my 24 years.
Yeah, you have.
No, I have not, because. Trust me with my sweet tooth, I know candy.
Did you ever have to sing, have another Nutter Butter Peanut Piper Pitto sandwich?
Oh, ew, little Debbie's? That's not the same thing. That's crazy.
Those are good.
Okay, but you can't compare a Nutter Butter to that.
To a Nutty Buddy?
Yeah, no.
That's fine. I like a Nutty Buddy more than a Nutter Butter.
No. Mm-mm. Nutter Butters are better. It's like a Biscoff cookie with like peanut butter. Like, you can't beat that.
Well, you can't say that because you haven't had this.
No, I've had this. But again, this is not the same category, I feel like. Like this
it's a peanut butter
this
snack.
This goes with like the little cosmic brownies and like honey buns and stuff like that's the category that's
so you're
in.
Saying that's ghetto.
No.
So you're saying that this is a ghetto little peanut butter treat and that yours is like superior.
No, I'm just saying like these wouldn't be sold in a concession stand with like Reese's and M&M's and stuff like
because
that.
Because they're so ghetto.
No, it's just not in the same category.
So you have to go to the trap.
Stop. You know what I'm
saying.
So I have
to go to Oak Cliff to get the Nutty Buddies. Anyways, Did you ever have to sing Have Another Nutter Butter?
No. I don't know what that's from. What was that in, like, your fourth grade music class?
Yeah.
No.
They're like, it's with your vocals. Have Another Nutter Butter peanut butter cookie sandwich or something before we went on stage.
Was that at, like, your private little Christian school?
Yeah. Did you ever go to Sandy Lake?
No. You know what we did in public school? We did dances to Hold On Throw Down by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that was banned.
Banned?
From my school.
No, we did that in elementary school, like just regular PE.
We couldn't watch it because she wore spaghetti straps. And it would, like, give the little boys boners.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Next topic.
I'm not kidding. They said that we couldn't, like, watch that because she had spaghetti straps.
I could see,
like,
that.
My whole bane of my existence growing up was goddamn spaghetti straps.
Because you wanted to wear them, but you couldn't.
Yeah, but then, like, if you wore a spaghetti strap tank top and then you wore a cardigan over it and, like, your cardigan, like, slipped off a little bit, like, you're a slut and you're going home.
You're going home.
You're going home.
Mom had to bring you new clothes or, you're just going home.
Yeah, or you get to wear a PE shirt or, like, one of, like, sweatshirts all day.
That used to happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In middle school, I remember that. Yeah. Like, you would see, like, bitches wearing their PE uniform.
Like, midday.
Like, midday, and you're like,
coded.
Yeah, you got dress coded.
Yeah. Okay, moving on back to acne topics.
Oh,
okay.
I forgot that was the topic of this file, because I have my love for peanut butter.
Birth control.
Birth control is a huge one.
You know why?
Hormones. Yep, hormones. It will.
So, a lot of people, and that's why... For me, I became an esthetician because I was on Nexplanon, which is a straight progesterone-based birth control.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talked about the androgen activity. Same kind of thing with this. It's going to produce more oils. So you're going to produce more oils when you have a progestin-based birth control.
Are the arm ones progestin-based?
Yep. Anything that's an implanted device or like any kind of IUD, doesn't matter. Mirena, NuvaRing, all of them.
Wait, even
are
like
progestin
the
only. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Those are all progestin based.
Really? I thought it just like plugged you up somehow or something. I don't know. I don't know.
So you want to look for a combination pill because there's also like the mini pills, which is straight progesterone as well. And that's not good because you want to make sure you have ethyl estradiol somewhere with your birth control pills. So you want to have high ethyl estradiol and then a low progesterone combination.
So you like,
it's like
all
Sprintec, Yaz, Trinessa, those are some good ones.
All of them on the market have like some progesterone?
Yeah, I mean you need that.
Okay. But you want to get
something
like
that's higher in estrogen and lower in progestin.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Shellfish.
So shellfish is high in iodine. So when you have too much iodine, it actually excretes through the pore, which can cause irritation and inflammation. So high salt, especially iodine. So you want like pink Himalayan salt or just something that has no iodine. A lot of people have issues with like the LMNT electrolyte powders and things like that can cause some acne, can be a trigger for some. But the thing is, guys, when you have acne, it's like, think of it this way. Like you already have gasoline on the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just throwing more gasoline on the fire. I'm sorry, you already have a fire on the ground. Adding these things is just throwing gasoline on the fire, making it bigger and bigger. But like if you're not acne prone and you just randomly throw gasoline on the ground, like is it going to light up in flames? Probably not.
Yeah.
So it's just talking about like when you already have an existing precursor and an existing issue in the skin and you're just aggravating it and making it worse and worse and worse. It's like, you know, when your husband like fucks up and pisses you off and instead of being like, I'm so sorry, you're a princess, sweet angel baby, like let me go buy you flowers and bring you dinner, he's like, well, I did this last weekend,
and it's only
maybe you could
you
do this,
this.
Yeah. And you know, and you're like, dude, you're not even helping your cause right now.
You're like, honestly, I wasn't that mad in the beginning. And
but now I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
No, same thing with your skin. So I love analogies. I swear. I'm like, one thing about me, I love a good analogy. That's how I got through high school, middle school, elementary school, pre-K, and fucking birth.
That's how you got through birth?
Yeah.
You couldn't have come out without
an analogy. Not at all.
Analogies are a big thing in the music world, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I remember with Alex, what did I tell him?
That name is banned.
Okay. But what did I tell him? And you guys, and I didn't even know that I was so good.
It was like, oh, I forget.
It was so good.
Yeah.
He was playing, but he didn't play with any soul. He was just like trying to get it done, but he wasn't playing with any passion. But what did I say? You have to ask Josh.
He hasn't responded to me all day. I think he's still sleeping like a degenerate.
Okay, be nice.
No. Oh, I mean, I say this to him every time. When he wakes up at 12:30, I'm like, you literally are a degenerate. Like, what were you doing last night? Go to bed.
He doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
Let him live his life.
No, but then...
It's giving judgment, Jacoby. Like,
okay.
Be a nice man.
I am nice. I just want him to, like, get his day started and get stuff done.
Because, what?
Like, he doesn't... He has such little time to practice.
Tunnel vision, you focus on you. Let Josh do his thing. If he wants to do it, it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt your wallet. It doesn't hurt your life. It doesn't hurt your happiness.
I beg to differ.
Okay. Well, I'm in my protecting my peace era because all these people are...
stifling it.
Mm-hmm. I want to know my analogy. It was so good. Can we ask Alex?
Fuck no. Hell no.
So has more happened?
No.
Okay. So we're just... Okay. Anyways, back to acne. Another one, dairy.
Mm-hmm. Dairy, yeah.
Do you know anything about dairy?
I'm sure it has some sort of hormone or something.
Yeah, IGF-1.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that, but.
Mm-hmm. Do you know about eggs? Eggs are a double whammy. Triple whammy.
Okay. I love eggs.
I know. We can tell.
Oh, okay. Wait, how does my skin look today?
It looks way good.
I'm using the Flex.
I'm proud of you. It looks really good. Wow. He's a color science girly. He's cheating on Tone Smart.
I am, honestly. Because I felt like it made me look really pale, but now that I look at it, I'm like, wait, it doesn't make me look that pale.
It's going to bother the fuck out of me if I can't figure out this analogy. Call him real quick while I tell a story.
I tried calling him and I texted him earlier that he was ruining a little boy's day.
Why? You want to see him?
I said breaking a little boy's heart.
Oh, because Cyrus wanted to see him.
Cyrus wanted me to call him.
Aww.
He hasn't responded.
Okay. Anyways, eggs are triple whammy because progesterone, oil production, okay? Second of all, albumin, which is hard. It's a complex protein, so it's hard for our body to process and break down. So it causes a lot of inflammation. So if you see a lot of breakouts around your chin and jaw, albumin. And then biotin, which is literally the worst thing. Like out of all of these, I would have to say biotin is probably like the worst thing you could take or consume excess amounts of if you're acne prone, because what does it do? Speeds up cell growth. And so it's going to make you have more keratin, right? More keratin. It's going to clog the pores because you already have an abnormal rate of skin cells and now you're trying to make more skin cells.
It's like, Bessie, we need to reel it back.
Like, we need the opposite effect. Yeah. We need, like, an anti-biotin effect on your face. So things that, like, energy drinks have a lot of biotin in them. Eggs, obviously hair, skin, and nail supplements, prenatals, but, like, obviously your baby comes first before your skin does. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people that, like, it just do it for the plot, you know?
Does every single prenatal have to have biotin in it, or are there some
I mean, it's recommended. And, okay. Like, at the end of the day, like, it's 9 months. Get over it. Yeah. You know, like,
and there's, like, a lot you can do, too.
Yeah, I have so many clients I clear when they're pregnant. So it's not like, oh, my God.
It's not the end all be all.
No.
But also isn't helping your
case. It's like, don't take it if you don't actually need it.
But also, like, I'm sure the biotin amount in a prenatal is not nearly as high as, like, a hair, skin, and nail.
Exactly. Supplement. It's all the dose. The devil is in the dosage. Yeah. Okay, all day, every day. Yeah. And then B12. So it actually increases the amount of P. acnes bacteria on the skin. So, not good. So, things like, again, energy drinks, pre-workout powders, pre-workout drinks, spirulina, chlorella, Bloom nutrition powder, athletic greens, like, any of those green powders that people are like, oh, my God, like, this is so good for me, or, like, Lemmy Matcha, like, energy pills, B12 shots. Like, again, if you're not deficient in B12 and your doctor has not specifically said you need to take B12 in order to function as a normal human being and not have health problems, probably shouldn't take it. And this is, like, the issue I've seen with so many of my, like, younger clients. Not even young, but I'd say, like, 18 to, like, 30s, is they're so influenced by these influencers that are like, you know, this supplement I take in the morning. And it's like, yeah, supplements aren't prescription drugs, but they might as well be because of how much harm they can do if you're taking too much. Mm-hmm. You know, like most of the time, like whatever, you just piss them out. But when it comes to acne, it does cause an issue.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are taking things that they absolutely do not need to be taking, mm-hmm. just because, you know, their favorite influencer is promoting and using it. So it's hard because it just seems like it's like you're doing something good for yourself. Like everyone's in this like wellness era ever since like COVID, like everyone's taking their health so seriously, and it's a good thing, but it's also like, okay, let's consult with actual nutritionists. Let's consult with doctors. Like, let's get your levels checked to see like if you need to be taking these things. And they don't think about it. They're like, oh, like how could this hurt me? You know, like it's a green powder, you know?
Yeah.
But then they're like, why all of a sudden is my face like breaking out everywhere? And it's because of the spirulina, chlorella, the high dose of biotin and B12. It's just not necessary for you in general and not good for someone that is struggling with acne.
Yeah, I mean, like, and the problem is that I found is I was just having like some minor health problems, and I went to get my levels tested and I was severely deficient in B12 and folate. And when you try to get supplements, like every single B12 vitamin or like supplement has a shit ton of biotin in it. And so like, I feel like...
I can find you one. I didn't know this.
No, I did. Okay. Like I found one that's just B12 and folate. But I feel like most people who like go, who maybe are B12 deficient, like they just buy the first supplement they see, you know, and it has a shit ton of biotin in it. So like... the B12 is already not helping, but if you need it for your health, you need it. And then, but you don't need the fucking biotin. Like, so find something that doesn't have the biotin in it. And that's what I did. And I would say maybe I have like one or two more pimples from taking it, but I know I've taken biotin in the past. I've drank energy drinks in the past, and it absolutely wrecked my skin. So
I know what it was. Wasn't it like, I was like, you're giving C minor and I need you to give?
I think you said.
Or was that was something probably, different? Because there's two things I said.
It was probably A minor. A minor. I think it was A minor because A minor is the same key signature as C major.
Anyway, okay, let's talk now. Other acne triggers is stress. Cortisol levels is a huge one. I have clients that are like, I'm not eating any of the acne triggers. You know, I'm not taking a progestin-based birth control, but I'm still breaking out. Why? Stress, babe. Mm-hmm. It's a huge factor. It's not only that, it's a silent killer. It makes you literally takes years off your life when you have high cortisol. Like if you're always in stress, and sometimes it's not even like, oh, you're stressed from work. It's like, stress you're giving yourself by waking up and drinking coffee the first thing in the morning, or like getting too much screen time right before bed, and you know, diet. So many different things affect stress. It's literally not just stressful situations, you know, it's like putting your body in fight or flight 24/7. It's going to mess up your hormones. It's going to mess up the way your skin's functioning, your body's functioning, your mental health. I mean, everything's intertwined. And I think, you know, a lot of people are really realizing that with skin, especially when we, you know, really found out, you know, the gut is the second brain, and it's literally like the skin and gut are like buddies, and they function together. So, you know, if you have leaky gut, or you just don't have good gut health, if you've been taking antibiotics for your acne for 3 years straight, like your gut is so messed up, you're not going to see a good result with your skin. And that's the issue I have with a lot of prescription drugs for acne, is it's just a band-aid. And it honestly, once you come off of it, you have more problems than you did. And now, do I think, you know, they're horrible? No, I think some people can be benefited from them for a period of time, but I don't think it's a forever solution.
Mm-hmm.
I think really managing your skin and lifestyle is like the key to seeing results and maintaining
like,
them.
Do you think that it's like,
and it makes you healthier overall, you know what I mean? Like it's like you can't just be like a garbage can and then expect your skin to be perfect and glowy and amazing. It's like you have to take care of yourself 360, you know, from working out to eating healthy to taking care of yourself. Like, it's just all connected. Everything's connected. And it can be frustrating, of course, you know, but I mean, if you're staying up till 2 a.m. and then, you know, partying, drinking. It's not even like people used to think, oh, like acne is because you sleep in your makeup, or acne is because you're doing this. And like, yeah, that can like irritate the skin, or, you know, of course, cause some breakouts, but it's not the reason. Yeah. You know, like there's already something underlying there. Like this is just perpetuating the problem. Mm-hmm. So really, to get your skin clear, it's lifestyle, it's diet, it's also getting your levels checked is super important. A lot of people are deficient in vitamin D that have acne, and zinc. So that's why I like the Facetiality supplements, because they worked with a nutritionist to create these, and their scientist that's on the Ervaz. We did a whole podcast with him. It's just the perfect dosing for skin. So I've been taking those. You've been taking those. I think that's honestly why your skin probably looks so good, because now that you work for me, I can like fucking make you take them every morning.
Yeah, I'm horrible at taking supplements. Like, horrible. Like, again, Savannah could give me the world of supplements that be like, this is your golden ticket to have skin like mine. I probably wouldn't fucking take them if I'm left to my own at home, just because I've never been good at taking pills. Yeah. I don't like even when I got my wisdom teeth out, I did not take a single pain medication. Like, I just don't like taking medicine.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. The only one I did stick to was Accutane.
Yeah.
But actually, I didn't, because I stopped after 2 months. So yeah. I can't do it. But I literally like will go to the bathroom at work now, and I'll come back in, and the 4 Facetiality supplement pills are just already sitting on my computer. I'm like, yep. Thank you, Sav. Like, because if it's staring at me right in my face, I'll take them. Mm-hmm. And I figured out that I got a big throat. I can take all 4 at the same time. Maria looks at me like I'm crazy, because she's like, I have a little tiny birth control pill. And I'm like, and like, these Facetiality supplements are quite large.
Good.
I can take them all at the same time.
Tyler has a big throat.
Okay.
He can fit a lot in his mouth.
Okay. Next.
Okay. Shellfish. High in iodine. So crawfish. Are you okay?
Yeah, just like had a muscle twitch in my
neck. Your skin tag's falling off.
Is it actually falling off?
Yeah. I mean, it does. Like, you're crazy. It doesn't take 2 days. It's going to need like a week to fully fall off. But look at it.
Okay. Yeah. Just look at it real quick.
But like, it's almost gone. Like,
do you think it's actually going to fall off?
I mean, parts of it have. It's smaller. It's shrinking. It's like a micro penis now on your neck. Okay. Before it was like a big ass.
I always thought like.
Long skin tag.
I always thought you would have had to like. I thought they normally inject it with like the like liquid nitrogen or like something.
You could freeze them. You can inject. I mean, I think you spray it. I haven't seen injections of liquid nitrogen before. I'm not saying it's not true. I just have personally.
I feel like
not
that's what my
that.
Mom told me they did to her.
Yeah, I probably don't. Your mom probably was talking about spraying. I don't think they inject liquid nitrogen into people. I feel like that's very
probably
dangerous. I'm like, I don't know about that one, but spraying liquid nitrogen, okay. Yes. Yeah. Which is what we used to do with the cryostatics device, which I still have. It's stronger than the glacial freeze.
It kind of hurts. No, it doesn't hurt. It's sensitive.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. It's like getting your teeth whitened.
I was being a baby. I'm always a baby about this shit.
He's such a little bitch.
Savannah, I'm literally like crying out for my mommy when she's air-lasing me. And it's not even, like, she's like, you're the literal only person who gets on my
bed. Like, 13-year-old, like, client that has sensory issues, which is, like, warranted, because she literally has diagnosed sensory issues. So it's, like, sad.
No, like,
but
I don't.
But you don't, babe.
No, yeah, like, it's, yeah.
Like, she's easier.
No, Savannah says, I'm the worst person who gets on
terrible.
The bed.
Awful. Okay, and shellfish, so, like, crab, shrimp, lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Also, seaweed. Algae, those types of things, high in iodine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, the thing is, the good part is like...
We fucking hate shellfish.
Yeah, we hate shellfish. We hate anything from
the
sea. We
are friends of
the
ocean.
Yeah.
It's not that we hate them. It's just that we love them so much that we don't want to eat them.
Not true for me.
Me either. I mean, that's a part of it, is that I just love my ocean friends, but like also...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no. If I liked fish, I would have just been a lesbian.
Crazy. Honestly...
Thank you.
Never thought of it that way.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, if yeah. I liked, like, no, I don't like that taste or smell.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm not into it.
Did I get super short by putting my thing down? I feel like a little man now.
You are a little man.
But what else is there? I don't think we're missing anything.
We talked about soy, tempeh, tofu, edamame, yeah. Whey. Same thing as dairy. So protein bars, you can do pea protein instead. We don't worry about that though for us. Like, I think my biggest trigger, so dairy, thank fucking God, Jesus loves me. Like, that's how I know God's real, because dairy doesn't affect my skin at all whatsoever. Like, all my clients hate me for it. And like, I get called out all the time on Instagram, like, you're eating cheese. And I'm like, listen, the thing is, everyone's triggers are so different.
Yeah.
Like, we're all different. We're all different people.
Yeah.
We're not identical. Mine, biotin and B12, mm-hmm. iodine.
And here's the thing is what Savannah tells her clients. It's like, right now, you're going to cut all this stuff out. And when your skin gets clear.
Because it takes 30 to 60 yeah. days for acne to form. So I want them to have like a full 90 days of taking yeah. every single possible trigger out. Because if not, then we'll be here till we're 80. Like, if we're like, yeah. okay, for 3 months, let's cut dairy. Okay,
yeah.
awesome. For the next 3 months, like, you're just going to be chasing your tail. There's no point. Like, it's just a waste of time. You're going to be mad at me. You're going to waste a shit ton of money. It's going to take you 5,000 times longer to get your skin clear if you just like cut everything at once.
If you
can.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable with it. I mean, it's yeah. not for everyone, but I always say, like, if you're not going to do everything, don't come and get mad at me when you don't see the results. Mm-hmm. Like, you see on my Instagram, like, every client that gets bomb ass before and afters is because they listen to everything I say.
Yep.
They are just so like in it to win it, and they're committed.
And like, they take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like not even a shred of cheese.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I'm not going to be like dramatic, like, oh, you had like accidentally a little bit of cheese in your like one meal, like, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's just, it's really for the betterment of your experience working with me and mm-hmm. working with an acne specialist. And then also, like, time is money, baby. Like, why would we want to just like fuck around in a circle and do this for like 9 years? Like, let's yeah. just get to the point. Like, if we know scientifically acne takes 30 to 60 days to form, like, if we stop today, we shouldn't, you're not eating any of these things. We shouldn't see new forming acne other than the purging period, you know?
Yeah.
And it also helps the purging period.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
It's like less long.
Mm-hmm, it's less inflamed. Like, everything mm-hmm. comes down to inflammation and regulation of the skin. Do you have to pee or are you cold?
Freezing.
Yeah. It literally feels like we're in like the Kroger, like, fruit aisle.
Freezer aisle.
I don't know. I don't really grocery shop.
Well, I was thinking about Costco, you know, like the giant walk.
Oh my God, my mom would make me go in there.
Yeah, that's what I feel like it feels like.
She'd be like, I'll buy you a corn dog.
Should have brought a jacket. Actually, I think my jacket's still in the back of the car.
You have Olivia's coat. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to wear her clothes.
I know.
Olivia, if you're listening to this, I did not wear your sweater. Don't
we have your sweater hostage.
Yeah, we're holding it hostage.
No.
But yeah, and like the biggest thing is Savannah says, like, once you're clear and once we're like, you know, through this journey, you can slowly try to incorporate like one thing back at a time and see if it does trigger. So, you know, adding in, you can eat some cheese. And if you start to get breakouts again, then you know that's a trigger for you. Or, you know, you can start eating shellfish again. And if you don't get any breakouts, then it's not a trigger for you. And that's good. But, you know, having that caution and just cutting everything out to remove the possibility of it is the best course to get your skin clear.
Okay, I think I figured it out because I did text Alex. But I am beefing with him. But like, who
crazy.
You beef with, I beep with.
Crazy.
But it was
that
more.
That, guys. Crazy. I'm literally taking you to like
my worst enemy's house?
No.
I don't have a worst enemy, so who are you going to take me to?
No, I'm going to take you to, like, that hospital right up there. What is it called?
No. Yeah. I'm going to get a bad blood.
She needs a B12 shot right now.
No. Okay, it was, I told him something about, which you can, he doesn't know, but it was a nice
so this was a waste of...
yeah.
Okay.
Listen, he wasn't that mean to you.
Okay, crazy.
No, he was pretty mean to you.
Crazy.
Okay, he's dead to me. I just had to figure out my analogy because then it would have upset you for the rest of the day. So it was like the betterment of our relationship for me to figure out what it was.
Would have upset me for the rest of the day.
I would have bothered you. I would have been like...
I would have waited to ask Josh.
You think he would remember?
Yeah.
I told him...
He's smarter than
Alex. He's reading a book, but he needs to tell a story, right? I was like, you're just like reading the paper, but you need to like spice it up and tell the story, right? Isn't that what I said?
Maybe.
I don't know. But, sorry, I'll also say, and by the way, fuck you. By the way, get fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What else? Heat? Does that cause acne?
Well, friction and heat can cause acne mechanica.
Okay.
Which is like constant rubbing. So like if you're wearing like a sports bra, like your skin tag, for example, you can either get like a skin tag from that situation or you can get acne.
Okay.
So, you know, like playing an instrument in an area. So a lot of people, you know, for you, like playing the viola, if you're rubbing this area a lot of people would get a lot of acne and congestion right here from the heat, sweat, and friction.
Luckily, that never happened to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't take any more. I already got my fair share.
Yeah.
I win something.
Helmets. Wearing tight clothes when you work out.
Because you have a lot of like younger...
Yeah, football players
and like stuff like that who come to you. That makes sense.
So,
and same thing with like nurses with masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Acne mechanica again. Yeah. So there's a lot. Back acne is a big factor of acne mechanica.
Yeah.
Backpacks.
Tight clothing.
So... Yeah, with that, you really just want to make sure you're using, obviously, like alpha hydroxy acids, benzoyl peroxide, things like that. But also, as soon as you're done with whatever workout or sport, washing your face, and then also trying to, like, have a barrier in between.
Have some hypochlorous acid on lock.
Yeah.
Hydrinity.
And wear looser clothing if you can.
Yeah, and it's in right now, the baggy clothing.
Yeah.
It's the style, so
yes.
You're fashionable and you're not giving yourself acne. Win-win. Mm-hmm.
I think we covered it all.
Slay.
We can. There's always a part two.
Yeah.
One day we can revisit.
Ice your face.
But that's not. We're talking about triggers, not help.
Okay.
We can talk about help next time.
Okay.
Next week.
Okay. Next week.
Next week we'll help you. We just helped you, but we'll help you times two.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Love y'all.
Hope you have a wonderful week.
Slay queens.